This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here is where this program takes a little bit of a turn. For, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 months now, the vibe about inflation and this economy has been, if not apocalyptic, then certainly fearful. And look, inflation is high right now, 5.4% in June over a year ago, the highest in a decade, and some prices were up more than that. Every hint that it's more than transitory, as Jay Powell and the Fed keep on saying, is met with a hiccup or two from the markets, sometimes more than a hiccup. But consider this. Maybe a little inflation isn't so bad right now. From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the story.
People are paying attention to inflation right now. That's what consumer surveys say, and what I heard when I invited people in downtown Portland to talk about prices and wages.
It's so expensive. I've actually had, like today, like back off of things I normally would have bought. I was like, I don't want to spend $5 on tomato juice.
With the inflation prices that are occurring right now, it's kind of difficult to see myself being able to purchase a home.
Being the child of the 70s and 80s, certainly inflation was talked about. It is something that we need to be concerned about in terms of income inequality and people being able to afford basic necessities.
That's Dan Hagen, who's been working at a Salvation Army store and just got a layoff notice, Kendall Gordon, who works in mortgage finance, and Michael Freud, a supply chain manager. Now, runaway inflation can wreak havoc. Just look at Weimar Germany or Argentina. And it was bad here in the U.S. in the 70s and early 80s.
Those were dark times, and there was a lot of desperation there.
But economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union says today's inflation is nothing like that.
Inflation is higher. People are paying more for certain things. So if you have to buy a car or a house, but there's not general across-the-board inflation. I don't expect that to happen.
Because, he says, wages and prices aren't spiraling up out of control. In fact, Frick would welcome somewhat higher inflation than the Fed's current target of 2% a year.
If we got to a point where wages were pushing up inflation, even moderately, that's a good thing. That means finally the economy is running on all cylinders. And we have a lot of people in the workforce making money. That's going to expand GDP.
Yeah, but wages never seem to keep up with rising prices for things like food and rent and gasoline, right? Actually, wrong, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson.
People think that inflation erodes their purchasing power. On average, it doesn't, because on average, it raises wages as much as it raises costs.
That's how Portland resident Michael Freud's finances are rolling right now.
Both my wife and I have recently landed very good jobs, so we're not concerned, except for we'll be paying out of pocket for two college students next year, so we've got our challenges.
And 29-year-old Kendall Gordon's seen her salary more than double in the past 5 years, so she says she'll be fine.
As long as corporate America keeps up and cost of living is evaluated in salaries.
Gordon is worried about friends her age who aren't getting big raises and have student loans and car loans to pay off. But actually, some more inflation could be good for those folks too, says the University of Michigan's Betsy Stevenson.
Borrowers tend to be younger people in a lot of debt get helped by inflation. If inflation goes up higher than what people were expecting, well, then what you end up paying back to the bank is actually less in terms of purchasing power.
Older people and retirees, by contrast, tend to be savers, and they're much more worried about inflation, says economist John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
Seniors and older Americans are much more in touch with what's going on the price front. Anyone who's on a fixed income cares a lot more about inflation than people, let's say, who are working and expect some increase in their salary as prices increase.
The scary thing about inflation, according to the economists I talk to, is if everybody starts expecting it to stay significantly higher than 2%, the Fed's target, that could become a self-fulfilling prophecy, which could sow economic confusion and disruption for years to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.